Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Saturday, and it is, in fact, Saturday, a beautiful Saturday here in the Midwest of the United States of America. I hope you're having the best day ever, wherever this show may find you. It's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Every Day is Saturday show. From money to mindset to marketing and everything in between, it's for the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. Listen, this show, we're going to freestyle it today. It's pure motivation, because every now and again, we need just pure, unadulterated, unfiltered motivation, and that is what we're going to bring to you today. Hey, thank you so much for the love. I appreciate the emails, tweets, all about, hey, the show's back, Sam's back, this is great. I'm back like vertebrae, baby, just like Naughty by Nature, not because I hate you. And it's awesome, man. Life is beautiful, and I am just struck by this quote, Earl Nightingale quote. Let me paraphrase, if I will. The great Earl Nightingale, if you don't know who he is, Google him. Download as much content from that man as you can. I would say the same thing about Jim Rohn. Those two individuals just, they're timeless. I mean, their teachings go on and on and on and on. I mean, whether it's 1992, 2002, 2022, it doesn't matter. Here's the quote that I love about Earl Nightingale, and this stuck with me back in the day when I was going through some tough times, and I'll be going through the valley again, just like you, but we don't camp out there, champion. Remember that. We pass through the valley on our way to the mountaintop. Here it goes. Never give up on a dream because of how long it will take you to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway. Man, does that hit you like it hits me? Does that just make the hair on the back of your neck twirl all around? Does that make your socks go up and down like it does to me? Because let me tell you, that, my friend, is why you stay in the game. The time is going to pass anyway. Last night, I may have been overserved at the local restaurant here with my beautiful bride, Angela. It was our sixth. The number in between 5 and 7. It was our sixth date in the last 3 years. Some people go on 6 dates a week. Some people go on 6 dates a month. This is our sixth date, just the two of us with no kids, since our baby Susan was born in the summer of 2014. And even prior to that, June 28th, or was it June 29th on my birthday? One of the two. Remember, that's when my wife started having complications. I think it was actually the 28th, the night before my birthday. It was a Saturday in Springville, New York in 2014. And my wife said, I'm not feeling too good. And she was about 18 weeks pregnant. And that's when it all started. We had to get rushed back. We were in emergency rooms 2, sometimes 3 times a week, thinking we were going to lose our baby. You know the story if you've been plugging into the message at all over the past 3 years. Not going to go over it again, but let me tell you something, champion. The time's going to pass anyway. Don't ever give up on your dream. Our dream was that our baby would be born healthy. She was not really born healthy, but she was born at 1 pound. At 24 weeks, and now her trait comes out in 2 months, September 27th. What? And we were on a date last night, and I had the mahi. I'm not really a fish guy, but man, it was seared. I'm not even really a foodie, so if you're a foodie, forgive me for how I describe this dinner, because it's going to sound like probably a drive-thru at McDonald's. But it was seared, and it had corn and asparagus and some sort of glaze on top of it, man. And let me tell you, the bottle of Merlot was going down like a gallon of water after running a 5K in the desert. That's what I'm talking about right there. And I don't know, man. I'm on this quest to find the best $9 bottle of wine I can in Kroger, and I'm almost there. I am almost there. Was never a wine guy till about 6 months ago. I find I am a much better parent after 8 o'clock at night due to wine. Some of you may be listening and say, hey, did I plug into the Every Day's a Drinking Day? No. Just keeping it real, man. Letting you know I had a great time at dinner last night. Slid the car keys over to my beautiful bride, Angela. Said, you can take the wheel, honey. Because yours truly, you can enjoy that one glass. I'll probably have fun with this bottle. We got 3 hours with no kids. Let's get after it. It was just great, man. The time's going to pass anyway. You know, that date last night was just a microcosm of how I'm feeling right now and the love I'm pouring out and the enthusiasm I have. I'm going to the Indy Black Expo later today to meet up with my buddy Diamond Dave. And I was there last year seeing New Edition. Babyface is the headliner this year. New Edition cannot be found in Indy right now, but that's okay. Babyface is awesome. Fantasia's going to be there. Life is beautiful. And this is just to motivate you, man. Do you hear the? Can you hear the passion in my voice? Can you just hear the purpose for which I live my life now? It did not used to be this way. Saturdays represented I would wake up and I would be unshaven and I would go get the newspaper, the Cincinnati Inquirer. Do you remember that? Do you remember the newspapers when they used to be around? And I would go and get it at the local mini mart and I would go home with my baseball hat and my matted hair and my whatever you call the Brussels on your face, the beard, you know, the 5 o'clock shadow from the day before, wrinkled pair of shorts, and I'd put my fat feet up on the ottoman, and I would read the paper and just dream. And you know what section of the paper I used to read? Do you know what section of the paper I used to read? Take a guess. Take a guess. I would go through the business opportunities, not like chain letter stuff. Businesses for sale, I should say. Whether it was a Dairy Queen. I went and looked at a Dairy Queen. Obviously, I bought a Quiznos because I was in so much pain and I was just running east looking for a sunset and I didn't know what the hell I was doing, but I wanted to buy something eventually just to say I bought something. And that triggered the whole domino of disaster. However, I would sit there around the late 90s and I would read the Cincinnati Inquirer on a Saturday morning with my big fat melon face because I was overweight probably by about 20 pounds. I could barely lift anything but a cup of coffee or a 12-ounce bottle of Bud Light at the time. That's all I had it in me. And I would just dream, man. I'd be like, oh, what if? Oh, what if? I got this one day, Saturday. I got one flipping day, Saturday, just to dream and go do whatever the hell it is I want to do. No kids. And you know what? I didn't really do anything. I just sat around. If it was right now, the middle of July, maybe I'd go grab a cup of coffee with my wife. Maybe we'd go grab lunch. We went to Mass, St. Thomas More here, Friday nights around 5. Maybe go to dinner. That's it. What a boring, wasted, pathetic life I used to have. Now, I appreciate every flipping second that ticks on the clock. I just do. I'm 49 years old. I've made a commitment that this go around the earth coming into my big 5-0 next June 29th when I turn 50, I am going to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube as if this was my last year on earth. Are you doing that? Are you doing that right now? Or are you like I was back 20 years ago? Are you just waking up on a Saturday morning thinking, oh, man, what are we going to do today? That shouldn't even be remotely how you wake up. You should have your feet hit the floor, jump out of bed like somebody shot you out of a can. I'm serious, man. I'm not kidding around. You might be listening to this for the very first time thinking, who in the hell is this idiot screaming at me in my earbud? I'm telling you, this idiot you're listening to right now is going to grow on you. I'm going to grow on you. This message is going to grow on you. This passion, this purpose, this sense of significance, it's going to wake you up around 7 a.m. tomorrow. And then about 2 weeks from now, about 5 a.m., because it's all going to start stirring like that big old pot of chili on a Sunday afternoon on a cloudy November day, and it's just going to start stirring. And at the very bottom, man, you got the meat, you got the kidney beans, you got the homemade tomatoes, and they're going to start rising as you stir it with that big spoon, man. And that big spoon is your why. It's called the why spoon. And it's going to stir that big old pot of passion and purpose and significance, and it's going to all start coming to the top until around 2:30 in the morning. You're going to wake up and you're going to say, damn, I've got something stirring inside of me. I got to get this message out. I've got to get this business launch. I've got to get this message out on a stage. I've got to get this done. And that's what it's all about, man. That's what you're hearing right now. This isn't just some uneducated, loudmouth, ex-stuttering fool. Well, yeah, it is a little bit, I guess. I guess I'm all of those, man. The ex-stuttering college. Yeah, I guess all of that together. But you know what I am, man? I'm passionate about the air going around in the room right now. I'm excited about what today is going to bring for me. I'm excited that last night I got to go on another date with a beautiful lady who I've been fortunate enough to call my wife since February 28th of 1998. We're coming up on our 20-year anniversary. She is a saint. Let me tell you guys, if you want to go after your dream, you best find a spouse who is going to buy into that exact same dream with you. Or you better be a hell of a salesperson to sell that person on that dream, because I've taken my wife on some journeys, man, that it... Wow. Wow. And she's forgiven me, and she's been there with me. Just think about the bankruptcy alone. That was all me. That was all my fault. I dragged us all through that together. I mean, think about that. You got to be, man, if you want to have a great marriage, this isn't a marriage podcast. I'm not a marriage counselor. But stop trying to change the person you fell in love with 20 years ago. You fell in love with that person for a reason. Stop trying to change them into what you think it should be like. Make it work, man, for better, for worse, for goodness and health, all that good stuff. Whatever I just said, all of that and more. We had a date last night, and I'm looking into her eyes like, damn, you're hot. And I've been married to her 20 years. That's the way. We're more in love today than we were 20 years ago. It doesn't mean we haven't had problems. I'm not here to say, oh, we've been where every marriage goes, okay? We've been in the fighting stage. We've been in the, is this even going to work stage? Are you sure I even married the right person stage? But let me just tell you, how bad do you want it? How bad? We got four beautiful kids. We're more in love today because we stuck with it. Let me tell you, the time's going to pass anyway. You better get used to commitment. You better get used to sticking with it. You better get used to dreaming. And you better get used to having the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.